Welcome to Bigfoot
and the Bunny.
This is a couple's journey into the mysterious,
the unknown, and the paranormal.
I'm your host, Chris Carr.
And I'm your host, Kristen Johnson.
Together, we are Bigfoot and the Bunny.
Right on.
Hi, hey. Bigfoot and the Bunny.
Woo! Yeah, we are. Welcome to October 22nd. Our Tuesday of the week. We're getting ready to do some, a couple of clips for you guys, but we wanted to talk about types of hauntings tonight. And, couple of technical difficulties, but we'll get there.
Chris, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. What happened? What happened now?
So our I'm not even gonna ask, I'm not gonna say a word about it.
Yeah, please don't.
Yeah, nope.
So we're gonna talk about types of hauntings tonight. And why your own house might be haunted. Because it's surprisingly easy to do. I have done it myself. Well, in a few different ways.
Right.
But,
Yeah. For show all together.
Right. You're a witness to this. And your house is quite haunted too, even though
it is.
You would probably prefer it not to be. So let's talk about this a little bit. How does this happen?
Well, the mental state is connected to all the consciousness related to the mind in our brain. You know, the mind is made up of a complex form of structured consciousness and subconsciousness.
And you froze.
Sorry. So you know what that's about, all the subconsciousness and the consciousness.
Well, I know that the subconscious rules, kind of overrules everything that we do, right? So it kind of points us in a direction,
right.
No matter what. If your subconscious is involved in, you know, your decision making, which of course it is, it's going to push you in a certain direction. But we're talking about hauntings. So how does the subconscious, like, relate to hauntings?
Okay. So let's say, for instance, the mental element of the soul is, if it's fractured by anything like any pain or suffering, and it can separate the soul and they can become stuck or trapped here. So something like, murder, okay? Someone being murdered. They suffer from emotional pain and suffering from the tragic event and from sadness and anger and pain, and they become more emotional, which they have a hard time crossing, basically.
Right. Well, why is that? Because what do you mean by fractal?
Fractured. I said, since their soul is in their mind, the consciousness has been fractured by all this pain and emotion, they end up getting stuck here. They have a hard time crossing.
Right. All right. Well, that makes sense. You know, I think there are a lot of reasons why souls may end up earthbound, right? If they had a lot of pain in their life, if maybe they're afraid. Do you think souls can be afraid to cross over because of maybe their wrongdoings in life?
Right. They're scared. They're scared as well. That's another reason why. Being judged, depending on their religion and everything, dishonor, things like
dishonor.
That.
Dishonor. What about fear of God?
That's a good one, too. Yeah.
Yeah, fear of judgment.
That's what I said, fear of judgment.
you know, that what they did in life was so horrible that, you know, perhaps they're afraid that they'll be judged and condemned to hell.
Right.
I mean, that there are certainly a lot of people in the world that believe in hell, heaven and hell. I am not particularly one of those people, but if you are, you know, I respect your opinion. It's not that, but I do think that is a cause of some of these earthbound spirits. I think they're afraid that they're not going to see the pearly gates because they know they did a lot of, you know, sinning in
they don't want to be
this
judged
physical form, and they don't want to be judged.
Right, which takes me to like murderers and
right. If you murdered somebody and that kind of thing, and you're, you know, particularly of a faith, and there are many, not besides Christian, that say, you know, if you murder somebody, you are going to be condemned.
Right.
I think this puts them in there. But
absolutely.
Do you think it really does?
I
or do you
do.
Think they just end up earthbound?
I'm not sure. I think it really does. Some
like
of
if you're a bad person, you go to hell? Or do you think that you just send up an earthbound spirit that can't cross over? I mean, the world and our 3D existence in a certain way kind of seems like a playground in a certain way, right? Not that everything's okay or there isn't some kind of karmic effect by like if you punch me in the face and I'm going to punch you back, or you hurt my child, I'll kill you. That kind of thing.
Right.
But do you think sometimes we go through these motions and at the same time the soul gets released, maybe that soul knows at that point that it made a lot of mistakes.
Yes.
Or doesn't, you know, and that's why they stay earthbound. I don't know. It's one of the things people toss about.
Right. Absolutely. There's also stubbornness. Like, say somebody had built their house and they're really attached to it, or they're really attached to a loved one and they're not ready to leave yet.
Right, right. Like, I'm going to make sure my kids are okay. Or, you know, I put my life into building this thing for my family.
And there's...
which is easy to understand.
I'm leaving it. Right.
You know, and then to walk away might seem difficult.
Right.
Now, you know, we both have spirits that seem to be attached to us and they talk to us. I know some of the clips of spirits for later are related to,
are we stuck?
I don't know, maybe spirits that just hang around. I don't know how that coincides with some of these reasons. What do you think? Do you think there are spirits that hang around us? Are they necessarily guides, or are they just looking for something to do?
I think both. In my opinion, I definitely think both. I think all of the above. The spirits that hang around me and my house as well, most of them are nice. Some of them like to give us technical glitches and like to be seen.
Oh, for sure. For sure. I always keep running out of instances where we're trying to like go live or do something. And it just seems like everything is working against us. It is far beyond Mercury and Gatorade, right? They just continue to.
It's ridiculous.
I don't know. Why do you think they do that, though? Do you think we're on like the cusp of something, like some kind of revelation?
Well, we have all too well of knowing about this, but I don't know. I don't know if you mean. What do you mean by a revelation? But
like we're gonna figure something out and reveal it to the masses.
You're
doing this because, and
we have examples of our own selves from our own, you know, selves doing working and stuff in this field, and yes, I think that's a, they like to, like I said, they like to dominate, they like to control, they like to control other spirits.
Right, and maybe this is a good time to play the first clip that I've got for us tonight. I've got two clips, and not just two. We really want to have an open discussion.
Yes.
You guys, you know, if you want to call in, talk to us on YouTube.
We want to speak.
So I'll bring up YouTube on my phone so I can chat back with you right now. Because sorry, I've been racing around all day, very busy day, but we'd love to hear from you. And Joe, if you could play clip one, this is a bunch of EVPs. It's like a compilation of EVPs, meaning it's not even spirit box manipulation. This is just clear voices that came through our recorders informing us of different things.
So we want to speak to the spirit that has been in the house.
Or spirits.
Spirits. So we want to speak to the spirit that has been in the house.
Or spirits.
Spirits.
So this next track is pretty clear, and it simply says, "Hey, Kristen," and is again from the same session. Listen to this next track, and what you want to hear is that whispery voice saying, "Chris, just wait."
Recording now.
You want me to shut that off?
Shut off.
The light?
No, it's okay. You can leave it on. We're going to pick up a lot of that aquarium noise.
You want me to take the plugs out?
You can leave it on. We're going to pick up a lot of that.
Finally, for this last clip, this is a clip of something we've heard a few times now on investigations, and this keeps happening. It's odd that certain things seem to get repeated from place to place. And what the spirit says is, it's funny. And we were recording a spirit box session at the time, but this was an actual EVP over that. So here it is. It's funny. There's another word in there, and we haven't been able to make it out, but let me play this one more time for you. Maybe a little slower, like the other clips.
You back.
Thank you, Joe.
Chris, we can't hear you, man.
Sorry. Sorry about that. My bad. That's a nice compilation of EVPs that we have. The last one is right over a spirit box recording that we're doing, and it says, "It's funny." And that is something we have heard a few times, right, Chris?
It is, and it's funny because I say that a lot. I always say, "It's funny," and I've never noticed that until it started repeating that in different locations, even in my house, that "It's funny," it'll say. Yeah.
Right. And we do seem to get a lot of parroting, which is odd, but it is what it is, right? Not everybody is experiencing that. And but if you start to, don't think it's weird. We do it too. That's what's happening in our recordings. What would be some other reasons for a house to be haunted? What about negativity and a person who is very negative or deals solely with negative entities, or is obsessed with them? Now, I know you and I discussed that in about a chapter of a certain book or they right. talked about, you know, satanic people being so obsessed that they killed themselves. And I thought that was a little much, to be honest with yeah. you. But I do think people can get really involved in the negative. Like, I know when I was going through my divorce, like, my house had a very negative feel. Like, you could feel that energy as soon as you walked in that door.
Yeah.
You know? What do you think about that? Can people haunt their own houses?
Well, I don't know. Maybe. I mean,
I'll say definitely.
Okay.
I did it to that one, and I did it to another for being on a pretty bad path and a negative place in life. But things moved.
Right.
I had all kinds of paranormal activity going on in the house, but none of it was good.
Right.
I think that's another cause. It's like a self-imposed haunting. Like my own negative energy created the haunting. Or at least, you know, they say like attracts like, right? So if you're a very negative person, if you're going through rituals or whatnot to do potentially negative things, maybe not positive, you're, you know, trying to use energy in a negative way, you may draw negative energy into yourself or around you.
Right. It just, it seems, it attracts it. It attracts it, and yeah, which we know that all too well. So, but there's also non-human human entities as well, and they, you know, we know a lot about this too. It's about like a cluster of manifested entities, energies. That mimic demonic. See, I had a hard time with this the other day too. The word demonic. And demonic, but yeah, they mimic demonic. They're not all like that, but they do seem to want to keep all the negative energy in. They like to trap spirits in from being around. If they're, say, you're a cemetery, those are in, and you know, keep them manipulated. And
you're breaking up a little bit. But I think you're trying to say that there are demonic entities, that, aka non-human entities,
right,
that may trap spirits for their own entertainment, which is something.
Exactly.
I don't know that anybody's really written about this. I mean, I've written a lot of cult material, and I can't tell you for the life of me why they would want to.
You'd want to what?
Why would they want to trap another spirit?
Well, that goes with their ego and their stubbornness and
is it purely
everything
ego
else.
Or do they get something from it? You know, is there a certain amount of energy blasted back toward them so they can do other things? I don't know. I'm really not too sure. But the case has, you know, been brought to us and other people that this kind of thing does happen. You know, and there are people that trap spirits, and we talked about that on another episode for different reasons. And then they are not a parakeet.
No.
I think that's what we discussed with Seraphine, who is on right after us.
Yep, her and Laura Lee.
Eastern. That's right. That's right. So, I don't know. So, some other reasons for hauntings. I don't know. I think possession is a big one. That's probably underrated in a certain way. Because I do think those entities do exist, and I think people get themselves in a situation that makes them vulnerable to possession, i.e. addiction problems, mental issues, things of that nature, just maybe a lot of abuse in their life, you know, it leads to those mental issues. They're more open to something coming in and
prone to it,
taking them over. which, right. You know, in a certain sense, right, you go like, well, this guy did this, all this terrible stuff. He killed that family and he goes to jail for the rest of his life. And I wonder if that person really like spends that 70 years or whatever it is, you know, wondering what the hell happened, you know, had a bad day.
Right.
You know, it's very possible. It's not to say we need to let him out to do it again, but
no.
At the same time, yeah, you have to wonder. You have to wonder. You know, we have all done things when we've been, like, say, intoxicated or in an influence of, you know, some kind of nefarious drug or something, you know, and you go, oh, what did I do? What did I do? Right? You woke up the next day, you're hungover, and you go, ah, what did I do? Well, what did you do? And why did you do it? Was it just simply the drug? Or did something kind of come in and work on it? I don't know. What do you think, Kristen?
Well, depending on the circumstances, the drug or itself, I'm not sure about too sure about that, but that I definitely believe that can happen. Absolutely. Especially if they're, like you were saying, if they're emotionally, you know, if they're upset, something you feel. No self-esteem. That's they're very vulnerable. If they're vulnerable, then yes,
right. Especially no self-esteem, looking to do something. I mean, aren't they inclined to some other entity coming in and taking over? And I think maybe we are weaker in those states. And I'm not saying that explains every bad thing that people do. I'm just saying sometimes maybe it's an influence. I don't know. Maybe we interact with these entities more than we know. And we just see these great instances of them when there's, say, a mass murder or a shooting or something like that. Because, like, who the hell in their right mind wants to go and just kill people?
I don't know. That
never adds up to anything. Now, we condemn those people, of course, and we should. God knows it was my kids or something. I would kill them myself to make sure they would never do it again.
That's
but
right.
You have to wonder what goes through their mind, if they're even in control of their mind, right?
True. Very true.
That's entities. And we were talking about reasons for hauntings. I don't know. Fear of being judged or trying to hang on or trying to keep a relationship together, perhaps, maybe whether it be, you know, romantic love or family love.
Right.
You know, to stay attached to those people and not walk away for fear that they would not be able to touch them again or know what they're doing, you know, or how they're doing. I think that's a pretty valid reason.
Absolutely.
I think that happens. Certainly obsession over, you know, a life goal of building a house and an estate. And again, holding the family, I think, is part of it. Some people get put into those roles, you know, trying to keep everything together. I don't know. What else? What do you think? What are some other reasons?
Just like I'm saying, emotionally unstable.
Right. Mental illness. Yeah.
Right.
I think we kind of covered that a little bit with the entities.
People who are abused.
Abuse. All right. Now, why would abuse be an issue? If you're abused and you're beat or sexually abused or physically abused as a child and you die and you say you're 20 years old, right? Like, why would that be an issue?
Depends, one, how you died, and two.
Well, not necessarily. You could get hit by a car and maybe still not stay earthbound.
Right, but I was thinking more of the abuser doing that to him as well. But yeah.
But what about the draw of, like, you have lived in such a low level, and I don't love this term, but vibration.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's all maybe you see and you don't know how to rise above it because of that abuse. Like, it's put a wall over you, a sort of mental wall.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I agree with that. Vibrations, you know, and frequencies, definitely.
Yeah, a lot of people throw those words around, vibration and frequency, constantly. And as you know, Chris, it annoys me a little bit because
it does.
I don't necessarily feel either. I mean, I feel negative, positive, that kind of thing. I don't necessarily feel you're at 433 gigahertz right now, and therefore you're a little negative. That doesn't make a lot of sense to me. But the idea that does make sense to me is that a person who has dwelled within negativity or a lower vibration, right, has, you know, maybe that's all they can kind of see. It's hard for them to recognize anything else other than that.
Above it, right. Right, I agree. That's a good opinion.
And there may be a better theory to the frequencies and vibrations than I'm not aware of. I'm very open to it, but I just haven't had anybody really explain it to me too well.
Well, like we were saying the other night, we were going with the frequent, we were talking about this, and we go by the scientific level as well, you and I.
Right. For an actual frequency or an actual vibration. And while there's a million YouTube videos out there, I say, well, all right, if you sleep to this vibration, you know, you won't you'll quit smoking, or this one, you'll feel better about yourself. Yeah, this one is the Earth's vibration, which that one actually intrigues me a little bit, that can be worked out. But the other ones, I kind of wonder, where does this information come from? You know, and why is it always a high-low situation? Because that immediately reminds one of the idea of heaven and hell, right? Like we were talking about.
Right.
You know, a high frequency is heaven and a low frequency is hell. And
Well, they can be described as that, but that doesn't mean that's basically what it is. It could be just the low frequency and the high frequency. We have, you know.
I mean, is it just terminology for good and bad, negative and positive, that kind of thing? I don't see it as something that is measured very well.
Oh, this is, we're going to have to look into this even more research.
Well, nobody really measures it. I mean, they just say, well, you're a low frequency entity and you're stuck in your low vibration. You're a terrible person. No. I don't feel like, at any time I'm vibrating low or high, I just am. And now I can be positive. I can be negative. I can be happy. I can be sad. I can be depressed. I can be miserable. I could, wake up one day and just say, you know what? I hate people. You know, I think we all do that. So that's where I call into question those names and those adjectives of, you know, you're positive, you're negative.
Right. Mm. I get what you're saying.
But the idea that maybe you're negative and like, I do believe does draw like. You know, if you're a negative person, I think you could draw negative things to yourself and you could bring problems upon yourself that maybe, you know, wouldn't be there if you had a little positive attitude or something to look forward to.
Right.
What were some of those other reasons for the hauntings? What about things like disturbed graves?
Oh, yes. I don't have that one, but I didn't read in. Do you have that one?
Well, I'm just talking off my head. I mean, we all know disturbed graves can create a problem. Certainly, there are enough cemeteries that are assumed or thought to be haunted where maybe a flood ran through. I can think of one of Rhode Island right now.
Swabbing. You
know, and the coffins would run down, you know, Main Street. And it'd just be a mess of wood and body parts and bones and stuff eventually. And they would put them back in the wrong order, of course, because, how do you fix that,
Native
right?
Native American bodies there, but yes,
exactly.
They took their...
Exactly, Native Americans. Their burial grounds, of course, is notorious for hauntings.
Exactly.
So do you think, spirits really do watch after their bones? I mean, evidence seems to point that way, but I'm not so sure why you would do that as a spirit. Like, dude, you really watch over your remains? Are they that important to you? How would you feel if you died and, say, 100 years later, somebody dug you up, excavated your grave, threw you to the curb in a trash bag, dumped it, built a skyscraper?
Well, if I was, and I'm going to quote this, earthbound, I would get pretty pissed off.
Exactly. And I think what you're saying there is earthbound. Like, you're earthbound to begin with.
If I was here.
So, in a certain way, maybe that isn't the cause of the haunting. Maybe the haunting was already there. You hadn't moved on to what they like to call the light. A funny term to me.
Right.
But, I know. One that seems to work for a lot of people, and apparently spirits as well. So I could be completely wrong about this, but, you know, I kind of think the light is just a higher set of consciousness, or a higher consciousness, not a set, but a consciousness. Like, you just move on past and you let go of those things. And then maybe you can
call that a higher vibration.
A higher vibration. Possibly. I don't know. You know, I don't know how to measure that. So that's where I get perplexed.
Right. Well, I agree with you, though. I think that is a good theory, that, you know, that they go up into the higher consciousness and finally pass through. But there's also people that are spirits that are trapped that need help from others, like people like us, and, you know.
Right. And that goes back to some of the other shows and things we're working on.
Right.
What about the idea that the veil is thinner in October?
Says it always has been, but that's been written in history books for so long. I've read so much about that. And I don't know.
Do you think it's we create it? Like, I think it probably does exist, but I think it probably exists because we're conscious of it. This is the time of year that we think about those things.
That's a good theory. Yes, I like that.
You know, and then we have November 1st, Day of the Dead.
Yep.
Remember your deceased loved ones, which I think is a wonderful holiday.
Day of the
we should all do. And celebrate.
Love that one as well.
You know, I think the consciousness kind of goes, a collective consciousness. Now, I do believe in a collective consciousness. I don't know if you do, but I do. You know, and I think certain ideas get passed on to the collective, and they seem to get implemented. And I think Halloween may be an example of that. Samhain or Samhan, Samhain. I think that's the proper way to say it.
At
the end of the day, I think it's just another day. If we're all thinking that the veil's going to get thin, then the veil gets thin, and maybe there are more occurrences of spooky things.
Could be. Also, a lot of people that don't know what they're doing on that specific day like to open lots of doors that they don't know how to close, and they don't, you know. So that brings in a lot to question.
I was just checking our chat. It looks like Clarissa and Joe maybe are going on Seraphine show later. You guys are welcome to call in now if you want. Not to put you on a spot or anything, but you could. We're here, and what is the phone number, dear, to call in on?
I know it's 1504.
1504. That's right. 273-7379.
I had it memorized mean, that's it.
I gotcha. If you guys want to call in and like make a comment,
I had a memory or at one point.
talk to us about this stuff and what you think reasons for hauntings are. You can call in right now, 504-273-7379. We'll talk to you live.
Absolutely. Give us anything. Ask us anything.
Yeah. Well, we certainly seem to come across a lot of earthbound spirits. And one of the things we hear often, Kristen, is help me. And
yeah.
I've had this thought of like, you know, maybe they just want to be helped to leave this earthbound plane.
Or,
not to go all John Edwards on us, but maybe we should be crossing so many spirits over. I don't know. This is kind of what we're getting into. It's a new realm for Bigfoot. There's a couple, and we are learning as we go. We have certainly been able to hear them for quite some time, like all our lives. And, you know, in some cases, use them for certain things or, you know, I don't know. They've interacted with us for a very long time. But lately, we hear help me often. And they do seem to be more conversive the deeper we get into this, right?
Right.
So now it's getting to the point where they're constantly talking to us and we do the ITC thing. And it almost sounds like BS because, like, okay, they're just talking.
And, right.
But we don't always know what to do with it because we're working our way through it, too. You know, we try to present ourselves as experts, but there are definitely things we don't know about.
Right.
And I think part of the entertainment of knowing us on the show and our podcast, Dark Horse Paranormal Podcast, is seeing how we got through it, you know, especially as a couple, exploring the mysterious and the unknown and the paranormal, because it is a little bit unknown to us, even though it's been part of our lives, all our lives. We didn't necessarily go to this level and say, okay, I'm going to try to help you now. That kind of thing. So, you know, we are kind of like breaking new ground. And, you know, this is a reminder. You can catch us on that podcast. If you look for Dark Horse Paranormal on Facebook, you can follow us on Bigfoot and the Bunny on Facebook. Both of those names on Instagram and Twitter. And we're trying to build something here. We want you guys to experience what we're going through and what it's like. I know we play a lot of clips. I do know that there is another certain gentleman whose name rhymes with Cream Puff that does phony spirit box sessions out there on YouTube and does get a lot of attention, but ours are real. And we do live streams. We do. You can check us out. We're at the actual deal. What we do with it next is another thing, you know. We're just trying to work our way up to the point where we're just like, yeah, I don't want a spirit box. I see you already, and the spirits around us, and I don't care about this anymore. But in which case, I think it would be cool for the people that are like that to try to represent what it's like for the person who is not like that.
You know,
is not psychically inclined or not as drawn into this.
Right.
Non-mediums, exactly. Nobody seems to cross that bridge. You know, you just see a person standing there and, you know, what we're trying to do is like, okay, we have some mediumistic abilities, it seems. They are certainly drawn to us. We're showing you this data with spirit boxes, with EVPs, that kind of thing. So we can take you there. So it's not just a big mystery. Because we're fans too. And, you know, I love this stuff. I know, I feel things. I know they're around us. But don't always know why or what they're trying to say. And I think a lot of people feel that way. Getting back to, like, why your house might be haunted. Negative attracts negative, right? Positive attracts positive. I think maybe the most simple thing you can do to unhaunt your house is to take on a positive attitude. Get yourself out of the rut. Not that it's easy to do, but you know, sometimes you just got to get away from it too. You know, you can pack your bags and move depending on your situation. Try another location. What do you think, Chris?
What happens if that spirit follows them to that next location? That's an attachment.
Well, it depends. If it's a self-created spirit, or not spirit, but necessarily
negative energy.
Negative energy. For instance, if you lived in an abusive relationship in a certain apartment, maybe it's time to leave it. You know, that person leaves and you still just feel down in the dumps for a very long time. Not immediately, because that's natural, but that energy could linger. You know, you might want to just pack your bags and get out of it. Change of space.
Gotcha. So, yeah, maybe that's what they should do. But like I said, there are attachments as well. And a lot of people don't know why they are attached. So I say, do what I do and just speak. Speak to them. I speak to my spirits all the time. Sounds like I'm nuts or something, but I'm not. It calms them down. I have a lot of activity in the home, so, and they're good spirits.
You do. Definitely. And most of the that clip was taken in your house that we played initially, but we do have one more. And this one again is about you, Chris.
And is it that while I was on the phone?
Yeah. We did a spirit box session here. Which relates to the undisclosed location that's been, you know, talked about on so many of these Bigfoot and the Bunny episodes. But our names come up constantly, and I thought it'd be cute to put this one up because it's kind of funny. You actually say, well, if they say my name again, please tell me. And they immediately say your name again. this is clip number 2, Joe. Let it roll when you're ready, brother.
Say my name again. Let me know, okay?
You just did. You went, hey, Chris, Ben.
I heard it. Say my name again. Let me know, okay?
You just did. You went, hey, Chris, Ben.
I heard it.
You back.
Right on.
Very good.
I thought that clip was funny as hell.
He did too. It is funny, but
yeah, let me know.
He always say your name.
They say my name again. Oh, they just did.
Beautiful.
But that happens to both of us. It happens to you a bit more, but you know, we get this stuff, and it seems bizarre, but it's right there, and you know.
It's really cool that we can actually get this over the phone, though. This is the thing. Right.
You're calling me and putting a thing out on my table, and they recognize that you're there. I have another clip somewhere where, and this is an interesting fact, where we realized they could see us as well.
Yes, that's
right. In that same recording, they mentioned that you're on the phone. And I need to go back and separate this stuff.
You're on the phone.
We do have a lot. We have a lot of data.
You got in trouble for
something. The funny part was I had like a bug over here in the corner of my nose. You know, like kind of everybody does it. I'm sorry. Everybody does it. Give it a little bit. And it literally says on a radio, finger and nose. I should have clipped that for tonight. But
that was awesome.
I know. I was like, are you kidding me? And they're clearly watching.
We thank you for listening to us again, Bigfoot and the Bunny.
Hell yeah. Stay tuned for Seraphine and Laura Lee for Tripping the Void coming up next. We love them.
Those are our girls.
Those are our girls.
And, we are on 107.7 FM New Orleans. If you are listening to us live, And we thank you, Joe.
Right. And you can always find our catalog of shows on the United Public Radio Network on YouTube. You'll see all our shows. They're all listed there. And you can play that stuff. You can find us if you are into podcast and you have any kind of podcasting at all, whether it's like the iTunes or iPodcast or whatever they call that now. You'll find Dark Horse Paranormal on there, your Google Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, all those things. Look for Dark Horse Paranormal. We actually just released a new episode compiling some of the Toby data that we got, talking to Trap Child Spirit Toby. And, you know, check it out, download it, like it, subscribe wherever you can. Let us know that you're out there. That's always a big thing. You can email us at bigfootandabunny@gmail.com, dhparanormal@gmail.com. And yeah, we'd love to hear from you. Please, you know, get into this, man. Interact. We'd love to hear from you. Call in the show.
Yes, please. Let us know.
Let's talk.
Thanks again, guys, for listening. We appreciate it. And until next week, bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Bigfoot
and the Bunny.
We'd like to thank Joe Montaldo for his engineering and support.
Thank you, Joe.
Be sure to look for us on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, and Twitter.
You can also find us at Dark Horse Paranormal and Purple Raven Paranormal by searching those very same outlets. You can email us at bigfootandthebunny@gmail.com. Thank you.
Catch you later.
Bye.